Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky Church files its opening brief against Governor Beshear. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is the Maryville Baptist Church case, and we filed our opening brief to the Federal Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in our lawsuit against Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear for violating the religious freedom of this church and all other churches in Kentucky by targeting, in this particular case, churchgoers on Easter Sunday. I mean, that's amazing what this governor did.
Yeah, this church got a lot of media showing that here are these people parked in the church parking lot on Easter Sunday, and the state troopers show up writing down license plate numbers. Even the media that were there took their license plate numbers and in the church parking lot, and then gave them sent them quarantine letters from the governor.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was on, and this happened like on Good Friday, Thursday and Friday of Good Friday. He ultimately made a statement that he was going to do this. And the mayor of Louisville made a similar statement. He's going to enforce for his jurisdiction in Louisville, Kentucky, the governor's orders. And he also, like the governor, threatened to send out police officers to take down the license plate number and give each person in the parking lot a quarantine notice. Well, that was Thursday he made the statement. Friday, Good Friday, the governor made the same statement again. On Saturday, a lower federal district court ultimately ruled that the Louisville mayor could not do that, that it violated the First Amendment. Now, the governor was not part of that lawsuit. You would think that the governor would at least understand, hey, wait a minute, that's a shot over the bow.
Yeah.
I can't do that. But no, he didn't listen to it. The next day, Easter Sunday, he sent out the state troopers, and they went to Maryville Baptist Church in Bullitt County, Kentucky. And the people that were in their cars, he gave them the notices of quarantine.
Every car that was in that parking lot. But yet you go across the street at one of the stores, and those parking lots are packed with cars. But did they get any quarantine notices?
And these, Holly, included people that were in the cars.
Right.
They didn't get out of their cars.
Right.
They didn't roll their window down.
They were having a parking lot service as well as inside.
Yeah,
right?
They had some inside. The police officers didn't even go inside to look at what was going on. It was a small number of people inside, about a 700-seat sanctuary. And they also had this outside parking lot service. And so everybody, whether you were in the car or not in the car, you got the notice of quarantine, including, as you said, even one of the news media that was outside in the parking lot. And we have a photograph of the two women. One of them is talking on her cell phone.
We have a problem.
We've got a notice of quarantine on our SUV, and it's got the newsletters on it. And they gave that a notice of quarantine, too.
But yet any of those people could have gone down the street to Home Depot with the parking lot is packed, and they wouldn't have gotten any kind of notice or any kind of threat.
No, not at all.
Discrimination.
Within minutes, they could have gone down there, and they could have turned on the radio and listened to a religious message. Whatever they wanted to do, they could do that. They could pack the parking lot.
But because they're in a church, they got
So this
punished.
Governor literally targeted this church. And, you know, here's the thing. We actually, when we litigate, we have to get local counsel if we're not admitted to that particular state. And even though I graduated from a law school in Lexington, Kentucky, University of Kentucky, you know, my bar license is in a different state, in Florida and District of Columbia. But when we litigate, we always get local counsel. Now, we tried a couple of local counsels, some people that we actually know. And they said, what case is it? Maryville Baptist Church. No, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Because they were reading the media. And they were putting their finger up in the air to see which way the winds blow. And the media was coming down on this church because the media story was people attend this church in violation of the governor's order and the people get these notices of quarantine. And so it was like a hot potato. some of the local Christian attorneys. They didn't want anything to do with it. You know, and I told some of our attorneys after the fact, when we won two back-to-back Saturday after Saturday, 3-0 federal court of appeals decisions in our favor, I wonder what those attorneys now think. You know, they put their finger up in the air. They read the local media. They were afraid to put their name on it. We put our name on it. We went forward, and we won two back-to-back orders. The first one came on a Saturday afternoon, and it was 3-0 at the federal court of appeals. We lost the TRO, the temporary restraining order, at the lower court before an Obama-appointed judge, and he issued it on Saturday afternoon. And then we ultimately got to the federal court, and by the next Saturday, we had a 3-0 decision, and that was for parking lot services. The following Saturday, we got another decision, 3-0, from the federal court of appeals, and that was for in-person services. Mm. So why are we filing our opening brief now at the Court of Appeals? And it's because what we have said in this and other cases at the Court of Appeals, that even though in this case we won two back-to-back 3-0 decisions that are precedential throughout all of Kentucky, and therefore the restrictions on churches were lifted as a result of these decisions, we don't want the governor to go back on these unconstitutional orders. And the governors continue, whether it's Kentucky, Illinois, Maine, Virginia, or any place else we're litigating, they will not disclaim and promise to not go back to these unconstitutional orders.
Like they flip the switch just as easy as they turned it the first time, right?
That's right. And in fact, all of them have already said, and of course we're seeing this play out now, mm-hmm. well, there may be a second wave coming. And even though we may loosen some restrictions, we may have to go backwards. Well, and guess what we're seeing? We're seeing exactly what we have said is the reason why we need a permanent order banning these governors from ever going back to these unconstitutional orders.
And you know what? I am so proud of this church. They did not cower. Yes, they took appropriate precautions to keep their people safe. But they said, you know what? We will not allow the government. We have a First Amendment right to meet. We will not allow the government to tell us when and when we can't meet.
Yeah, and this is Dr. Jack Roberts, and right. he's in his 70s, and he's pastored this church for decades.
Right. And that's what we're called to do as Christians, to be lights, to stand up for the gospel, not to allow the government to make us cower down under the table.
And so, you know, he was actually blasted by other pastors as well.
That's a shame.
And, you know, he said, no, you know, I complied with these orders, but we need to meet. Right. It's important for us to have some service and fellowship. And so he did. And, you know, he was a target. And we've there's a lot of pastors out there. You find out, I think, through this litigation, something that Jesus had mentioned in John chapter 10. There's a lot of people that are hired shepherds.
Mm-hmm. Versus and called.
Versus, yeah, Jesus says he's going to lay his life down for his sheep. He says, but there's others out there that are just hirelings. They're paid to do what they're doing.
It's a job.
And they look like a shepherd. They act like a shepherd. But when the wolf comes, what do? Well, they don't really have the kind of passion, the calling, the stamina, the courage to go against the problem. So they flee. And the wolf comes in and scatters the flock. I think we see some of that happening today mm-hmm. with hirelings. We see some, but on the other hand, we see some pastors like Dr. Jack Roberts, like the Romanian pastors in Illinois, mm-hmm. just amazing, like Ken Graves mm-hmm. with Calvary Chapel in Maine.
Our pastor in Virginia. Lighthouse
Fellowship Church and others. We just see some really strong pastors that just have convictions and they're willing to put everything on the line. And we are just really privileged to be able to represent these strong shepherds that are following the Lord's will. Pray for this particular case because it's at the Court of Appeals. We filed our opening brief in this case. In Kentucky, like in other places, one of the things that is very evident is, one, you can have unlimited number of people in the church for secular services, such as feeding, shelter, or providing social services, but when it is a religious service, they want to restrict you. Two, this governor, Governor Andy Beshear, like some of these other governors where we're litigating, they also promoted and they participated in, they were so happy about the protest, no social distancing, didn't have to wear masks, and they just thought that was a wonderful thing, even though they had these orders that these protests were clearly violating, but they didn't enforce it. In fact, they encouraged people to participate. That's really blatant, and it really underscores that they're targeting religious worship. That is unconstitutional. Stay with us at libertycouncil.lc.org. Stand with us in prayer and in your support. You can subscribe to our emails online. Hit the subscribe button at the top of the page, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.